Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Aggie Weekly on Talk1370.com. Casey Johns filling in for Alex Franco, taking a week off. He'll be at the watch party on Saturday, third base, South Park Meadows, off I-35 in South Austin. Join the Cap City Aggies there. Kickoff at 2:30. Pre-game coverage, of course, right here on Talk1370. Austin's Aggie home starts at 1:30. Right now, we got the man on the phone, voice of the Aggies, Andrew Monaco. Andrew, thanks for joining us again this week.
Absolutely my pleasure. How you doing?
Not too bad. A little dreary here in Austin. You know, after a summer of 100-degree days, now we've kind of launched into this monsoon season. So kind of a little change weather-wise.
The old, we have to be careful what we wish for, don't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk about last Saturday just for a second. The Aggs get the win over ULM, 48-10. They move to 2-1, but nobody's really lingering on that one. Of course, the big game this weekend, everybody seems to have jumped right ahead to the battle with the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, it's really interesting because everybody was worried about that trap game. The last time that ULM was at Kyle Field was in between games against Alabama and Auburn, and A&M had to escape with a 21-16 win. That changed this week. And ULM, there's some talent there. Not enough. So it was all about how are the Aggies going to prepare during the week? How are they going to execute during the week? They got the win, but I think they also proved that there's some things that they have to clean up. They had three touchdowns that were called back because of penalties, and Jimbo Fisher will never accept that. There were some really good signs, though, and they were able to run the ball effectively. It was weird. They only had four possessions in the first half. It was that kind of game, but they got the blocked field goal and the touchdown off that by Tyrell Dotson. That was a big sign. The special teams really seems to be inching closer to making something happen. Dalen Mack had that initial push, and Jimbo Fisher said on his radio show this week that Dalen might be the best defensive lineman. He's playing his best football, I should say, that he's been since A&M. So there were a lot of good signs that they can take into Alabama, but there were a lot of things that they needed to work on this week because you have to be solid against what Jimbo calls maybe the most balanced program in the country.
And of course, that being number one Alabama. We'll get to that in just a second. Let's talk, you mentioned good signs. Let's talk about Kellen Mond and how he continues to develop on the field. Last week, or the week before against Clemson, career-high 430 passing yards, another relatively solid performance against ULM this past week. Talk about how he continues to develop.
What's been a really good sign in that Clemson win, I believe he was 11 of 17 in the second half. Don't quote me on this one, but 5 of 6 in the fourth quarter against Clemson. So when they needed Kellen Mond, he did it. Well, he did it again against ULM in the second half. 12 of 15. And really, he's been in command. He has control of this offense. And I think he and Jimbo Fisher really on the same page. Look, so is Nick Starkle, but it was Kellen Mond who won this position, and he's the starting quarterback. And I think that's the biggest difference for Kellen from last year as a freshman to this year as a sophomore is all the work that he has put in this summer. A combination of working on his body under strength coach Jerry Schmidt. In fact, all these Aggies have bought in there. A little bigger, a little stronger, more confident. But I think really the biggest change for Kellen Mond, he can throw the ball. Look, Jimbo's really pleased with decision making. You'll hear this time and again from Jimbo. His question is why? Even when a play works, he wants to know why. And the reason why he does that is, what are you thinking? And now they can start sharing ideas because Jimbo can bring in the play. Kellen has to execute it. It's Kellen Mond who then sees what he sees as he goes to the line of scrimmage. And Jimbo wants him to see the same thing. You could have a play work. Jimbo's point is, you could have a play work because everything went right. What are you going to do when things go wrong? What are you seeing then? You can't force that ball in. So those decision makings by Kellen, you know, the other thing that Jimbo says is the leadership of Kellen Mond. These guys really want to play for him and with him. They like that, you know, Kellen can get yelled at by Jimbo, look him right in the eye, say, yes, sir, let's move on, you know, and move on from there. So when your quarterback is also getting yelled at, and so are your offensive linemen and everybody else in practice, it's part of that leadership where he's not going to go pout or go blame the coach or find some kind of excuse. I think it's all those combinations of Kellen Mond from last year to this year, all the time in the film room, all the time that he spent after practice working with receivers. I think he's getting all those relationships down, and he's really, really been a pleasant surprise in that he's made such progression as quarterback.
We're visiting with Andrew Monaco, voice of the Aggies. Of course, the game, big game this weekend, number one Alabama versus number 22 Texas A&M. You can hear it right here on Austin's Aggie Home, Talk 1370, pregame 1:30, kickoff 2:30 on Saturday. Andrew, just a second. Let's step away from that game for just a second. Out of the conference office this week, the 2019 football schedule came out. 7 home games on the slate. Home opener against Texas State, home dates with Auburn, Alabama, Mississippi State, and South Carolina. And then road trips, Clemson, Georgia, and a Death Valley date with LSU. Let's talk about that for a second. What are you looking forward to on that schedule?
That is quite the gauntlet, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Look, when you're in the SEC West, it's a gauntlet every year. So who are you playing in the East? This year, it's Kentucky, as well as South Carolina. And wouldn't you know it, Kentucky upsets Florida earlier in this season. But next year, you get Georgia and LSU to finish that season. Look, if you're going to be a championship contender, you're going to have to win the SEC. That's what Jimbo has said. The goal is you win the SEC West, then the SEC, then the national championship. That's the goal. If you don't want to do that, don't play here. And to do that, you've got to have the best record in the SEC West. And at times, you know, when you bring in a Georgia, which is it fair to say an SEC West caliber team? Just the way the teams are, it's that kind of excitement. Casey, talking with players and going into this week, and Tyrell Dotson was one of them, and I said, this week is why you come to Texas A&M, and he said, exactly, because, and we want to be in the position like Alabama. That's what we want to build here. Yes, it's a hard schedule, but if you can run the table, if you can win the majority of those games, let's say the strength of that schedule puts you in a position to be in that college football playoff. I think they're great matchups, and to go between the hedges and then LSU for your final two games. Look, not like the rest of the schedule is any easier. You got Auburn and Alabama in consecutive games. Notice they're not consecutive weeks, though. They've got two open dates built into that schedule as well. So I think a chance for a breather, and for me, that's always can you recuperate? Can you have that time to be ready? But look, anytime the schedule is going to come out for Texas A&M from here on out, you know, it's all those SEC West teams, the glamour of your conference schedule, and then depending on who's coming in from the East, and it just happens to be Georgia, who played, you know, Alabama for the national title last year.
And I think I saw one note that it's the first time that A&M is actually going to play at Georgia since 1980. So it's definitely a long time road trip there.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is exciting, because you hear, you know, Aggie fans, they make their travel plans now. I heard one of them say, well, I can't wait to go to Clemson next year, or should I go between the hedges? And his buddy said, why don't you do both? He goes, I might as well start saving now to do both of those.
Absolutely. All right, back to this week. It's the big game, number one versus number 22, Nick Saban, his former assistant Jimbo Fisher, Alabama, Texas A&M. So many storylines to this matchup, both on and off the field. What are a couple of them that jump out for you?
I think Jimbo has said time and time again that if you want to win in the SEC, it's the guys with the hands in the dirt. So those are your offensive lines and your defensive lines for both these teams. And, you know, Alabama, a lot of the success that they have, the reason why they're so physical on offense and the physicality of Alabama can be a separator for them. The reason why Damian Harris can run, the reason why Tua Tagovailoa can pass the ball is the protection that they get up front. Look, they have skill guys. I don't want to seem like that's not the case, but a very experienced offensive line against a very good and maybe one of the deeper parts of defense for Texas A&M. I mentioned that Jimbo said that Dalen Mack's playing his best football, and Landis Durham on the end has been recognized as on the Nagurski Trophy watch. Kingsley Keke has become a very versatile person on that defensive line. He's lost just enough weight where he can still play defensive tackle, but they can move him to defensive end as well. And they can rotate some players in there. So I think that's an interesting matchup. 2 weeks ago, we all talked about the Clemson defensive line. Well, I think the A&M offensive line showed that they can play with a defense like that. The linemen admitted privately, they said, look, we play against the SEC West. We play in the SEC. So we go up against NFL first rounders. Now, there could be four of them on Clemson. Don't get me wrong. It's a wonderful matchup. But there wasn't this, oh, we're going to get overmatched. The A&M guys know that, look, we play against the there have been first rounders for Alabama and Auburn and Mississippi State, so they knew how to prepare for that. It's that Alabama defensive line and that linebacking core is so strong. What they can do up front, and the linebackers are just so athletic that I think, you know, you can't turn the ball over against Alabama either, I think is another line, because they are the best at scoring on defense. The non-offensive touchdowns, I think they're called knots now. You'll hear that in college football a little bit more. They're just so good at that. If the defense doesn't score, then at the very least, it gives the offense and a short field and that momentum change, and then they just, as I said, they'll out-physical you. So those are a couple things. You just cannot turn it over against Alabama. Conversely, I'd like to see the Aggies get some turnovers. They got their first interception last week, Larry Pryor late in that game, and you certainly hope that will portend that they'll get some more. Does that break the dam and have more of those? But they've just got to be solid. Jimbo said you just have to be solid. You just have to make the plays. Don't go trying to be the hero and try to do something extraordinary, because that's going to leave you open. And he said a Nick Saban team is always going to take advantage of that and really put you in a bad position. So much respect for these two coaches. Jimbo was with him at LSU. Jimbo always jokes. He said, everybody thinks I'm the ACC guy from Florida State. He said, I am. He said, but don't forget, I was in LSU and Auburn, he said, and might have done too good a job at LSU when they won a national championship with he and Nick Saban. But Jimbo said, you know, going up against Nick, who was a defensive guy, even as a head coach, it made him better as an offensive coordinator. And someone asked him, do you know what Nick runs? And Jimbo kind of smiled. He goes, yeah, I know what he's going to run. He said he's just always had the players to execute it and do so well. But he enjoyed his time with Nick and took an awful lot away from Nick Saban, one of the coaches. He said he really enjoyed being on his staff.
And, of course, you mentioned Jimbo has been preaching all week, last night on the coaches show, on the press conference on Monday, preaching that the Aggies have to be solid. It's the first road game of the season, and it's to Bryant Denny. Is that going to factor into the game any?
You know, what Jimbo has done this entire first three games of the schedule is, even when they are home, he treats it as a business trip. His whole thing is, like, I asked him, you know, teams get better from week one to week two, or teams make the most improvement from week one to week two. And he said, we have to improve week two to week three, and week three to week four, and week four to week five. And the message being, you can't put so much emphasis on one game if you're not going to get better after that game. And I'm not trying to downplay what's going on, but if the Aggies beat Alabama this week, that's great for them, but they're not in the playoff. They still have to play Arkansas the next week, and they still have to get through the rest of the SEC West. And again, I think it allows you to understand where you are. It's like I asked him about the rankings. Do they mean anything to him? And he said, no, the only rankings that matter are the ones at the end if you're in the college football playoff. But it is a nice sign that it shows that, you know, there's some attention that people are paying, and they think that Texas A&M is number 22 in the country. But if you're not going to keep getting better, what does the number two ranking have to do? Look, in the past, the Aggies were fourth in the college football playoff rankings when they came out, and they laid an egg at Mississippi State. It was awful, and they never sniffed that position again. That's not what Jimbo wants. As he says, and I find this interesting, you have to be better at the end. You have to keep getting better, and you want to be playing your best football. Jimbo doesn't say November. Jimbo says in December and January. I think it's that kind of mindset that is sinking in for the players. And they all said this week, look, we know we got the win against ULM. Did what we had to do. Now we need to come in on Monday, have the good practices all week, and then play, and then play Alabama. I'm going to give you the same line he said when they went up against number two Clemson. He said, You know, when we come in here on Sunday, football field is 100 yards, 11 guys on offense, 11 guys on defense. Do your job, win your individual battles. And the other key was, look, if you get beat, and you're going to get beat, it's the game of football, you're not going to win every battle, be ready for the next play. Don't pout for three plays, then you're not useful to your teammates. Be ready for the next play. Just try not to get beat as often as possible. He's trying to break it down and take the mystique and all the distractions and all that out of the way. If this were a younger team along the lines of hadn't experienced the SEC, but a good number of these guys have gone into Brian Denny, but look, it's not just another game. We're kidding ourselves. And you'd like to say, well, ULM, we took care of business. It's not Alabama. If they rise to the occasion like they did against Clemson, they should have a lot of fun on Saturday.
We're looking forward to a kickoff just after 2:30 on Saturday. Our guest, Andrew Monaco, voice of the Aggies, will have pregame coverage starting at 1:30 right here on Austin's Aggie Home, Talk 1370, and, of course, on the radio.com app. Andrew, you've got a plane to catch. We'll let you get to that. Enjoy the
game. Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. Great talking with you.
And we'll have another episode of Aggie Weekly next week. Andrew mentioned the Southwest Classic with Arkansas. That's set for an 11 a.m. kick next Saturday after the Alabama game. We'll join you for another episode of Aggie Weekly next Thursday right here on Talk1370.com.